Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
That is a Kool-Aid smile.
I don't know if he's fully aware.
Oh, he's aware. Believe me.
Believe that.
Chaim had that same smile on his face right before he teed off on hole number one yesterday. Did you see that?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
He's one of them corn-fed country boys where you know.
Corn-fed.
Corn-fed
country boys where you know, like, hey.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
The craziest thing is, and I know I'm an idiot a lot of the time,
really?
but when you're walking around, sometimes the coyotes look like dogs. They do.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Your mouth wrote a check that your booty couldn't cash. That's all right. The biggest crime is when you trip your hat off.
Hey, Shime time. Was Lauren jealous? Greg spent the entire afternoon spanking your ass.
Shaka. Shime still stinks.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original. W-E-E-I. It's all my people. W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
How you doing, Wiggy?
I see you guys looking like you're going to be riding clean.
What do you mean?
I see those two birds in the parking lot.
Oh, yes. Well, it is, for us, a travel day, and it couldn't be a better day to get on the expressway and then on Route 3, Curtis, and head to the Cape. Weather-wise, I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be smooth sailing today.
Not exactly the issue we were thinking it would be on Thursday, which is the new Friday before Memorial Day weekend, but I would say leave now.
Yeah. We could... We could open up, it's early, but we could open up the WEEI Weather Smoke Window World of Boston weather window if you want, Sean. There it is. It's open. Curtis, put your head out. Could you please?
Oh, yeah.
So, Good morning. Is it a full, complete, validated by National Weather Service nor'easter, which is arriving as we speak, basically?
Yes, it is a late-season nor'easter bringing heavy rain into tonight, with the potential of poor drainage street flooding impacting the afternoon commute.
Ooh.
Gusts of wind 40 to 50 miles an hour out of the northeast, because it's a nor'easter. about 2 inches of rain in the area. Some localized totals up to 4 inches. The Cape, where we're headed, is about 1 to 2 inches of rain. Good news tonight, as we are probably leaving the trading post, it should be subsiding a little bit and, okay, and quieting down.
All right, good. And tomorrow should be A-OK for the roadshow at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. So
that is correct.
I guess it will be a game time decision about whether we are outside on the beautiful deck or inside the Lobster Trap, but we'll be there either way. And a reminder that if you're looking for new windows, then for $99 a month, under $100 a month, you can get a whole house of new windows installed from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com to get those.
You know, a good window, just for the audience, really helps in many ways. Mm-hmm. It's aesthetically pleasing, mm-hmm, while also cutting costs in AC or heat.
Oh, thank you, Curtis.
That's nice.
Yeah. Those are very good facts.
Back to what you were saying, though, I'm just excited that because there probably will be a lot of traffic headed on to Cape this afternoon, we will be riding very comfortably. We each picked which one we were going to ride, which Defender.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greg's Matt.
Yeah, I like
very
the,
cool.
I like the Matt.
I want to thank Land Rover of Norwood, mm-hmm, and the Defenders that they provide us to drive our way to the road show. They are beautiful vehicles. Absolutely beautiful vehicles.
Every time I see them, I'm like, damn, I want one of those.
You said Matt, Courtney. Did you want to know a fun fact about a guy that used to work here?
Yes.
Andy Gresh had a BMW with Matt's, with his initials inside.
All right.
Wow. Really?
Fun fact.
AG.
And the BMW had 16 analog clocks.
Wow.
Was it a big? I hope it was a big BMW. Andy's a big dude.
Yeah, monogrammed floor mats,
that's
though.
Pretty that's pretty cool.
Next level.
I heard from Gresh yesterday.
All right.
606.
Haven't heard from him since. It wasn't a time check. It was not a text time check, Chris. But I don't want to pile on. But,
oh, no.
10:49, poll 49, final hour 101.
It's going to be against Shime, isn't it?
Shime, you want me to read the text that Gresh sent me?
Go for it.
The way, I'm reading verbatim, the way you humbled Shime was effing glorious. And the fact that he S'd himself in the process is just the cherry on the sundae. Slow and steady won the race. Well done. So there you have your former coworker Andy Gresham weighing in on the match.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Santo also found this influencer who does like making fun of golfers, mm-hmm, and he called me, he said Courtney, this guy sounds exactly like Shime at the match, and I said, well, send it to Greg. Then he showed it to me when he got home. He was spot on. Yeah. It's a guy who's making excuses after all of his shots, called like front porch uncle or dad or something.
I didn't make any excuses.
Well,
no, you didn't make any excuses, but we know today that Shime still sucks. He sucked yesterday. Yeah. He sucks today.
Yeah.
So
who sucks worse, Shime or the Red Sox?
Shime, hands down.
They still took that series.
Yeah.
Send that segue to the Louvre.
Well, you know, I don't know why Cora doesn't let Crochet keep dealing.
Well, neither does Garrett Crochet, by the way, and he passively aggressively spoke about it. Shime, are we going to get to Garrett Crochet during they said it?
Yes, we will, Greg.
Okay. All right. So Garrett Crochet, mm-hmm, stands by the front office, right, barely, when it comes to how long they will, as we just said, right, let him deal.
And Liam, man. He comes in, base gives up, you know, three hits, bases juiced, and that was the game right there. It was 1-1 at the top of the seventh.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they bring in Bernardino. He gives up two runs or three runs, and before you know it, it's 4-1. But hey, at least the Pacers Knicks game was spectacular.
Yeah.
Wow. Oof. Talk about a game.
And now Knicks fans know what it's like to choke up a game.
Oh, man.
Up 17 in the fourth, that's worse than being up 20 in the second.
The crazy thing about last night is my son and I were watching the game, and they're up 17, like you said. It was like 111-94, something like that. I'm like, all right, this game's over. I'm going to bed. Go ahead. You guys can play PlayStation. And then my kid's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, it's like 6 minutes to go. It's a wrap. I get in the bed like 10 minutes, you know, 15 minutes maybe. He's like, the game's close. They're down by two. I'm like, get the hell out of here. And I go back in, and that's when I saw the Halliburton step back, shot that he thought was a three, but it was a two, and then it goes into overtime.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, talk about choking one away.
Did you tell your son to not come knocking when the bedroom is rocking?
No. They always knock.
Okay.
Yeah, they always knock. They're not those type of kids.
Did you roll over and break any bones?
No,
bed last night?
No, she's doing good. But yeah, that's probably like the biggest fear that you have as a parent is that they walk in and it's like you scar them for life.
And as a child. It's the biggest fear as a child.
Oh, did you do that as a child?
No, I'm just saying that you never wanted to walk in on your parents.
Yeah.
Well, and according now you guys... to Wiggy, Courtney was raised in a swingers.
No, I was not.
I mean, that's why I said.
I was not.
You know, you grew up with your mom and your dad and know if you're, you know.
Nope.
Luckily for me, my mother never dated anybody really
Courtney,
that I knew about.
Courtney, it's just a progressive dinner.
Right. Yes. I like that most parents say, it's wrestling.
Nope.
We're wrestling in here.
Why is Uncle Bill back over here with three different people?
Yeah. Colin John stuck with Colin John.
Or he's like, how come the Smiths are here every morning for coffee when I wake up?
Yes.
Why is there a bowl with keys in it?
God.
I didn't know Tupperware parties men came.
Pause. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning before we head to the Cape for roadshow number two. During roadshow season number four, and that includes the leads in about 10 minutes. They said it at 7:20, and I mentioned Garrett Crochet. We will hear what Garrett Crochet said post-game last night. And in addition to that, Alex Cora continues to defend his focus on work-life balance. And we'll hear some of that from yesterday on this radio station as well during They Said It. News at 7:45 this morning with Courtney, and science has made a determination about those who frequently post their workouts, and the determination is not good. Mm. So we'll get to that later. Speaking of the Sox, it's a Thursday, so Red Sox front office report on the show this morning at 9 with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Red Sox, and Hill Notes at 9:20 this morning. You can leave one of those at any time on any topic and just leave a voice note on the Odyssey app. You'll see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and talk away. So this is Adam from Chicopee this morning. Hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Not much. How's everyone doing? Curtis, Scheim, Courtney, Wiggy, everyone. I hope everyone's having a great day.
We are so far, yes. What's up? What are you calling about?
So, you know, yesterday I was a little worried because, unfortunately, I have to stand outside in this nor'easter.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up this morning with a huge, huge smile on my face. 138, 135 Pacers. And I had to look in detail exactly what happened. You know, as you both of you were saying about the Knicks being up by 17 points, I think it was 6 minutes, 30 seconds left. Then they were up by 14 points with 2 minutes, 30 seconds left. And I'm just watching the rest of the highlights. And, wow, what a crazy, crazy shot by Halliburton. I don't understand how that went in. But, man, what a choke job by the Knicks. I hope that it continues. Let's go Pacers.
No, Courtney's.
Hopefully you guys have a great day.
Thank you. Courtney's, I think, is right. Like, that when it comes to a one-game choke, that's a bigger choke last night than the Celtics in game one or game two, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
No, because it was, he's right. At one point, it was 14 with like 2 minutes to go, and they made that run. And yeah, that's, you know, the Celtics, they choked away 20-point leads, but the Knicks had the whole second half to kind of cut into it. But I'm hoping the Pacers win because I can't stand the Knicks. Some about Kyle Anthony.
The Knicks or the Knicks fans?
The Knicks. I like Jalen Brunson, obviously, because his dad's from around here, so I like him. Something about Kyle Anthony Towns' face after and the way he's always hunchbacked, it's just something about him.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks he's Shaq out there. And he's a good player, I'm not telling you. But I want to see them lose so bad, and I hope they beat them.
Well, Curtis, rightly so, has an issue with Knicks fans. Because, Curtis, I don't want to speak for you, but what are they celebrating? They haven't won in 100 years.
Did you see? I was going to send this. I forgot yesterday afternoon. I was dadding. the streets they named in honor of Jalen Brunson and who else? Or was it Towns?
No. I didn't see this.
Yeah, in Manhattan, they had two streets named after two of the Knicks players.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, are you kidding? This is New York City, the Canyon of Heroes, the biggest city in the world.
It's a second-round win over the Celtics. Right. Relax,
it is
as we
so
like to say.
So pathetic. Yeah. And honestly, it won't be the same as the Celtics beating the Knicks, but the Pacers beating them will be just as good and maybe funnier because they celebrated like they've already won a championship, and now they don't even get to the finals because the Pacers might beat them.
Yeah.
But you also said, Courtney, earlier that Knicks fans will get to know what it's like to choke. Like, they majored in choking. Like,
yeah,
that's
true.
The Knicks fan has a PhD in choking, and it was great to see it yesterday.
Bigger choke than Knicks last night or Shime in the match?
Shime.
Okay.
Yeah. The reverberations of that were felt deep into yesterday. My dad called laughing about my mom beating him. Every single social media post was a new GIF or a meme. Yeah. Sensei's drawing was spectacular.
I'm shocked nobody took the photo of Tyrese Halliburton running down the court with the choking side and said, is this just Shime dying on the course?
I mean, the views, the numbers that Instagram posted, if you missed it, we have a full recap of how the match played out.
Yes.
Doing we're over 36,000 views right now. Yeah.
36,000?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Shared 127 times. It was saved 46 times, which I don't know what that means, Shime, but people want to relive it over and over again.
Well, honestly, it is the beauty of the ball that you topped 2 to 3 yards. I think that's Shime.
That's what did it. That's the one clip that will last forever.
And then you marched your way up there for your second shot and
hit it like 50 yards.
Belted about 20, 22 yards or something to advance the ball.
Yeah.
At least you were advancing the ball, Sean.
Moving it along,
the ball,
Greg.
Always. It's fine.
I may not be good, but I play fast.
Well, it's not may not. You are not good.
You look the part. I'll give you that at least. You know, you practice swings the way you bend down behind
look
the ball.
Look good, feel good, Wiggs.
Right. The range finder certainly legitimized the outfit. Yeah.
And the outfit was good. Yeah. It's not how you drive, it's how you arrive.
You look the part. I'll give you that.
Yep.
You know
what
I
always used to say?
I'm a killer at the crossing nines, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right. Well, the tush push survives.
Yep.
We'll get to that, I'm sure, this morning. I don't know if that's anybody's lead or not. That is also apparently what the Granite Links members are calling Shime's putting stroke.
That one's a little bit of a stretch there, bud. Keep working. Really? Yeah, keep grinding.
Okay. All right. Well, if you would like to be on, the show this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937 or if you prefer to text, you can do it on the Subaru of New England text line, and that is the same number.
Do you think Shime could be a golf instructor and the golfer would just do the opposite of everything he does?
Shime's not laughing as much as he was yesterday.
No,
because he's butthurt.
Butthurt?
Literally and figurative?
Yeah. Wiggy, normally I like being butthurt. This is different.
Excuse me. That's too much information.
Hey, man. You bring it up. I'm just going to lay it out there.
I don't think anybody has ever declared that publicly.
Yeah. He likes it.
You know, I mean, Courtney has said on this very radio station she likes a little spanking.
Oh, my God.
He likes it, too.
Yeah.
He's tried to bring you down with him.
I stand with you.
I don't like pain, but spanking is nice. Yeah.
Okay, I understand. All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending to start us off.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox dropped the last one to the Mets, 5-1, the final from Fenway. Garrett Crochet went 5 1/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 5. The guys now turn their attention to the Orioles at Fenway. First pitch tonight at 6:45 with Lucas Giolito taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. We already talked about it, but in the NBA, it took overtime and the Knicks giving up a 17-point fourth quarter lead. But the Pacers take game one against them in New York, 138-135, the final. While in the NHL, the Stars take game one against the Oilers in Dallas, 6-3 was the final in this one. And some sad news in the NFL. Colts owner Jim Irsay has died at the age of 65. He died peacefully in his sleep. 65, too young. But
was
I know
he
that
sick?
He's had some illnesses recently, and obviously he's battled.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that he had the incident at his home, which I think was never confirmed as being drug-related,
yeah.
But there was a suspicion that it was, Curtis, right? I mean, they had to call 911 to save his life, essentially, at his home. Am I right? Am I right about that?
At one point?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, he struggled, as many of us do. And but really good post, if you have the time. Pat McAfee, who obviously played for Jim Irsay, has a long tweet about it, about what he meant to him, who he was behind the sort of persona, which was, I thought, very, very well written and important to understand today.
What does he say? He was a good dude?
Basically, that he went to, when he was leaving to go to Barstool, which was a huge story, right? A guy retiring from the NFL, going to Barstool Sports. And he said the vast majority of the beginning of the meeting was about trying to convince him to stay. And then once Jim Irsay realized that Pat McAfee's decision had been made, the next hour and a half was all about how he could help, what he should do to be authentic. And then he said, Pat McAfee writes, that he would constantly check in with him on how he's doing,
what
he was up to,
and that's cool.
Like, you know, he really took a, he takes his role seriously, and he was a mentor for Colts, because that's the other thing. He said to Pat McAfee, if this doesn't work out, which obviously it has, you have a job with the Colts for life.
Huh.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I wonder what is going to happen to his massive collection of rock and roll memorabilia that he has.
Well, don't the three daughters get the team or splitting it up?
So one of the daughters will step into
his
role.
Yeah, so I bet one of them getting that rock and roll stuff. So
yeah. All right. And Greg said it, but the tush push lives to see another day. It reportedly was a heated discussion between NFL owners and league executives, but the proposal did not pass despite 22 owners voting to ban the play. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That is what's trending.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Shine, good one. Steppenwolf, right?
That is correct, Greg. Credit to a 508 texter for that one, in honor of the Tush Push surviving another day.
Yes. Right. Tush Push survives.
Yeah.
An attempt to ban it. And there were, I believe, 22 teams in favor of the ban. It must be a three-quarter majority required. Is that the way that works, Curtis? You would know better than
24 I. 24 of 32 is required for okay. a change. Okay. So they were two votes short.
Man. I kind of agree with the owners because you can't do it on the defensive side of the football. And I'm an offensive guy. At least give the defense.
You're very offensive.
Yes. At least give the defense.
Shimes game, golf game. No, that's offensive.
Give the defense the same chance as the offense.
Can I get the 60 degree?
To push.
Sorry, back to football.
No, that's fine. Yeah. But no, it's a disadvantage for the defense because they don't get the linebackers don't get to push the D linemen. It's just all that force, and then those guys just drive low, and then once you got a couple like players behind pushing them or carrying them, So I kind of see what some of the owners are saying.
I Patriots, hate Philadelphia more than anything, but that the post that they put after the Tush Push failed to be banned. Did you see it?
No.
It was just the picture. I think it said "push on" with the Eagles against the Packers running the play against them. So I thought that was well done.
I mean, Patriots under the leadership of Mike Vrabel were against the ban, and so you know, I like the attitude that if somebody figures out a way to be successful, then you got to figure out a way to beat them. So
right, but if there's not,
you don't just cry and complain about the rules.
But if there's not the same advantage for the defense when it comes to this specific play, isn't that kind of unfair in the world of sports? Isn't the playing field supposed to be everybody can do the same thing?
Well, the whole reason they do this, Wiggy, is because their offensive line, they went big and strong, and the NFL has gotten smaller and more athletic. People are trying to find players that are more like Aaron Donald, which is hard to find because he's so unique. Instead of getting guys like Vince Wilfork's or that undrafted kid out of Florida who are just massive bodies that can clog up the center of the defensive line. And so the Philadelphia Eagles have taken advantage of that, and teams need to adjust. And if you choose not to adjust on your roster, that's your fault. You need to learn to stop it.
But no, even if you have a big, you know, Ted Washington type of guy, once you get to pushing from behind, it doesn't matter how big he is. He just the momentum of two guys versus one.
Yeah, but the point is, like, if you have a massive nose tackle that can beat the center, you're gonna win that. You're gonna be able to win that battle at least a couple times.
Yeah, but the thing is, you'll never be able to beat the center because if you ever look at Philly, the way they're so low and they just kind of push out on it. If the linebacker had the ability to push that big 400-pound guy, that would be the same advantage for them. That's all I'm saying. I don't mind the tush push. Just give the defense and those linebackers the same ability to push on their defensive linemen
the
like the offensive guys do.
Yeah. I will say I was upset that the Lions withdrew their reseeding rule proposal because I thought there was some merit to that. Like, they wanted to basically avoid a situation like, was it Seattle?
No,
that
like
got in that was seven wins a few years ago. Yeah.
They actually, I think, beat the Saints in that game that they were a 7-9 team at home. I think that was the Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, that was the Marshawn Lynch game. Yeah.
So they wanted to avoid that scenario where you reseed based on wins,
right?
Which I kind of like that actually.
Yeah, no, I get that. Or even like last year where I think they ended up 14-3, but Minnesota was just as good and they're both in the same division. And now you're traveling to a team that might be 9-8 because they won their division. But I guess the way I look at that, cause I'm kind of torn. If you win your division, that's always been like the bonus you get is you get one home game, you get a higher seed. You can't knock a team for being in a good division, or you can't penalize a team for being in a bad division. You know, like you said, when the Saints were 7-9 and got in the playoffs, well, their division stunk, so they were able to do that.
And this brings more credit, I think, to the Patriots at the beginning, where, like, every year, and it wasn't covered because people were trying to have the Patriots stop, but every year the Colts and others would create rules to make it more difficult for the Patriots to succeed, and yet they kept winning. Now, the league literally has the refs playing for the Chiefs and doing everything to try and prop up that dynasty, and they can't really do it. I think it's just a good sort of parallel to draw.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of torn on that one, though.
Rhode Island text, good morning and hello to those of you who listen to the show on our Rhode Island affiliate every morning. Thank you for that. We will be in Rhode Island next week for a pregame and a road show in Newport. But the texter says, agree with Wiggy, it is a rugby play and not a football play.
Right.
And it doesn't belong. We're talking about the tush push.
Right.
Doesn't belong in the NFL. So there are some who would agree that it does not
keep
belong.
Crying.
But it's a disadvantage, though, for the defense. It's just a disadvantage because they can't do the same thing. They can't push their D linemen.
Then so, why can't every NFL? Why hasn't every NFL team offense wise done this, Wiggy? Why is it only the Eagles have done this successfully?
But I think if you look at the teams that do it successfully, you still have to have strong. Like Jalen Hurts squats like 700 pounds.
Exactly. You so they're taking strong, advantage of their guys' attributes.
No, you're taking advantage of your quarterback being strong or big, and then you're putting two tight ends behind them to then push him forward, and the lineman's pushing out. So that force in general is just going to be hard to stop because on defense, you can't do that.
So you're saying it's a disadvantage for a team that doesn't have a quarterback like Jalen Hurts?
No, I'm saying it's a disadvantage for the defense because the defense, those D linemen are not getting pushed by the linebackers to kind of maybe stop that. You know what I mean? It's like if somebody's pushing a car and there's nobody in front of it to push it back, it's like you're going to be able to move that car forward. Now give the defense the opportunity to push the D lineman. I don't get why people don't see the disadvantage in that.
Well,
but Wiggy, why doesn't every team do it?
Because they can't.
Because they
watch the Bills like get stuffed four times against the Chiefs.
Like if it's this easy cheat code.
Well, no, I didn't say it's an easy cheat code.
Well, you said it's an obvious clear advantage
for the
offense.
No, I said it's an advantage for the offense.
Then why doesn't every offense do
because
it?
Because you still need the quarterback.
Exactly.
But you need the quarterback to have the ability
and
to
so
do it.
And so the Eagles have the right pieces to do it.
Right.
And so other teams are trying to punish them because they built something that you don't have.
Their quarterback has that skill, that physical talent.
Right.
And so now they're just like, all right, we'll create a rule to ban it. It doesn't seem right to me.
Like I said, you don't have to ban it. Just give the defense the same opportunity.
Why wouldn't you ban the no huddle? Tom Brady was the best ever at it. It was a huge advantage for Tom Brady.
Because guess what? The defense doesn't have to huddle. You know what they did? You know the rule that they changed to make it equally fair for the defense? When
you can't substitute.
You can't substitute. Right?
So but if you keep your offense on the field.
No, if you keep the same position or the same
the
personnel
same 11,
group.
Yep.
If you keep the same personnel group out there, the defense can't, they could substitute, but they don't have to, the referees don't have to wait.
Right.
Where, so like they did that to help the defense. So I don't get why you can't do the same thing on the other side.
Chime, let's get to our leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Chime, you stumped me. Who is that?
This is the band Muse with their biggest hit, Supermassive Black Hole.
Is that their biggest hit? Not really.
It's their most played song on Spotify.
It is?
Yes, it is.
I don't know if that always means it's the biggest hit.
That's fair. I guess if you're going by Billboard chart, which, do they still do that nowadays?
Like, the Billboard chart?
Yeah, yeah. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Top 100? Yeah, they still do that. Isn't Shaboozy been on there for like a year straight?
Yep.
Yeah.
Something crazy like that?
Well, you know, the longest, can you name the longest album in the history of rock music to remain on the Billboard charts year after year after year?
Can AC/DC Back in Black.
No, great guess.
Mm.
Can anybody name it?
Man.
Hanson, Mbop.
See if anybody in the Twitch chat can get it. Morning and hello to those who are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube.
Green Day Dookie.
No, this show is brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. If you need a diamond, go see Springer's. Go to tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and get a diamond. Oh, yeah, they nailed it in the, it looks like, I can't read, X-Flash 84X.
Is it a Bon Jovi song, album?
No, it's a Pink Floyd album.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Mm.
It was on the Billboard charts for years. It may still be on there.
Wow.
Curtis, you could do what LB would always tell you to do and Google it. By the way, thinking of our guy, LB.
Google it.
Who has been in the hospital for quite some time. I don't know. I talked to him day before yesterday and just wanted to share thoughts and well wishes for our guy, LB.
Get well soon, brother.
Thinking about him.
Yeah, so.
I'm sorry.
All right. Your lead this... Oh, leads brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Your lead this morning, Shine?
Yeah, Greg, good morning. Non-sports lead from me today. Actually, you could probably take a wild guess at what my lead is going to be about because I need to put in a request ahead of time. I'm going to need a flex day on this day in exactly 1 year from now because for the first time ever, Chicago's Field Museum will host a Pokemon fossil exhibit.
No.
They do this in Japan. They have a special fossil exhibit where you can see the fossils of specific fossil Pokemon alongside fossils of real-life dinosaurs. And for the first time, it's going to leave Japan and go to Chicago's Field Museum on May 22nd of 2026. Uh-huh. So I just want to put it in ahead of time, giving plenty of time for reference.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be probably out that day. I'm going to fly to Chicago. I'm going to go visit the museum, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Wow.
Will, can you explain to me these are Pokemon something. What they look like fossils?
In Pokemon lore, there are specific Pokemon like dinosaurs that are extinct and only exist in fossils.
Everyone knows that.
Yes. But in the Pokemon world, they devised, almost like Jurassic Park, a way to bring those fossil Pokemon back to life.
Okay.
And so they will have...
How could something that was never alive come back to life?
No, Curtis, it was alive. That's the whole point. It's a fictional world. Get with it.
Mm-hmm.
They have those fossils of the fossil Pokemon, for example, like Kabutops or Tyrantrum.
Right.
And they will put Tyrantrum up against a T-Rex because they look similar.
Right.
And you can kind of see the differences.
I see.
Right.
And how long will you spend in the museum when you visit the museum?
The entire day. I will be there. I will acquire any and all Pokemon fossil merch that they want to sell. I would be happy to be a tour guide. I'll explain every single fossil Pokemon there is. I have no problem with that.
Okay. Excellent.
I'll do it free of charge too.
That you should do. That I'm fine with. You know your stuff. Golf, give that hobby up. Go balls deep into the Pokemon and stay there.
Yeah.
That is your lane, Chime. You're doing a tremendous job, but the golf thing, you might want to just kind of give that up.
How are you going to get there since we learned the other day that you can't drive? Okay.
I'll fly, thank you.
We will take a quick break and get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Just hours from now, we will ride right into the eye of the nor'easter. Curtis says it's going to be bad, but our opportunity to head to the Cape and hang out with you will not be, the weather will not deny us that. Am I right about that?
That is correct. Okay. We will be there, ready to go. Ironically, Shime will go to the Cape and spend less time in the sand than he did the other day.
Shime, you are attending the Roadshow festivities tonight and tomorrow.
That is correct, Gregory.
Excellent. All right. So tonight, 7:30 at the Trading Post Lounge, and the over-under on bar pie slices for you, Shime, was 12. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the line shifted post-match. Okay. That's now up to like 16.5.
All right, 16.5. And are you going just cheese, or are you mixing it up? Pepperoni, mushroom?
Oh, the full mix.
Okay.
A little bit of everything. I'm like Wiggy at a buffet. I want a little bit of everything.
There you go.
Ooh, no, probably not the heavy hitter, though. That's pepperoni, hamburger, ricotta, and hot honey. Sounds delicious.
That sounds delightful. I definitely want that.
I don't think you, and I knew you would probably go in this direction. I'm fine with it, but I don't think you really should get foo-foo-y when it comes to the bar pie. Like, bar pie should be traditional toppings. Like, I just, like, my go-to tonight will probably be onion and peppers. I have become lately enamored with the onion and pepper combination. Mm. But, yep.
I always go onion, mushroom, peppers, though.
You add the mushrooms?
Yeah,
to it?
I add the mushroom to it.
I'm not a big mushroom person. Mm-hmm. I'd be more the onion peppers. Yeah. I would like some hot honey drizzle on top,
though. Not
really.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's not a, like a, it's not a bar pie thing.
Bacon?
It's like a bougie thing.
Well, here.
Like it's a bougie. I know they have it on the menu.
Yeah.
For the bougies like you, but it's not like what the regular bar pie consumer would eat.
Straight up bacon bar pie.
Bacon bar pie?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Curtis, I do think that we should give nachos another go because their nachos supreme looks delicious.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tonight, 7:30, Trading Post Lounge, Nor'easter or not, we will see you there. I'm guessing that the projected time on the expressway south from Boston and then on Route 3 is 2 hours and 45 minutes in the middle of the rain this afternoon, I would assume.
Yeah, Thursday's the worst travel day now, and it is going to be disgusting on the roads.
And then tomorrow morning, we will see you to kick off Memorial Day weekend at the Lobster Trap in Bourne for Roadshow number 2. And all of the roadshows are presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time, New England. Back to the leads. Curtis, yours this morning?
Good morning. My lead is related to Kevin O'Connor, basketball reporter for Ringer and other places. And he had this to say about the potential trade of Jaylen Brown and Derek White.
What is his trade value? What does that look like?
I think it's massive. I do. Like, think about Houston, for example. If they wanted to reunite Ime Udoka with Jaylen Brown, they don't get Giannis Antetokounmpo. If the Houston Rockets on draft night come calling with the number 10 pick, Fred VanVleet's contract, which will only have 1 year left after his team option kicks in, and a bunch of other high-value future picks. They have Suns future first-rounders among other teams as well. If you're the Celtics, I would think you at least have to listen to that offer if Houston comes calling with that. But it's the same thing for a guy like Derek White. If the Golden State Warriors, if they were to call up and offer a Mikal Bridges-esque package, 4 first-round draft picks for Derek White, you got to listen. And so those are the paths I can't stop thinking about with the Celtics, even though the easiest thing to do is to come back, as Phil said, Derek White, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown in the 26-27 season and roll it back and try to win again. That's the easiest path for sure.
So I believe strongly today, May 22nd, 2025, that we have seen the last of Jaylen and Jason on the same team.
Ooh.
The Houston idea makes perfect sense. Reunite with Ime. No state tax. And I just, the downside next year, let's say the Celtics go 30-52 next year. It's an awful year.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaylen Brown struggles. And Wiggy's right, when he's the alpha, it's a totally different story. He's going to have the best defenders. The offense is going to run through him, and he's not as talented as Jason Tatum. Then what do you do? Then the world sees he's not worthy of this return, and you're kind of SOL. So, obviously, Brad Stevens will listen to every trade offer. That's what GMs do. I don't know if it'll be now or later, but if I were Brad Stevens, I would think long and hard about it.
However, the two of them together have won a title.
Mm-hmm.
So you could,
and they also lost to an inferior Heat and an inferior Knicks team.
You could cobble things together for a season, anticipating that the two of them coming back, they will be what they were last season when they were able to win a title.
But if you go with that idea, you're not going to have the same team around them. Right. If you wait for, like he said, Jaylen Brown, Derek White and Jason Tatum in the 2026 season, you're not going to have Drew Holiday. You're not going to have Porzingis. You probably might still have Pete Pritch. You won't have Al Horford. So what does that team look like for you when Tatum does come back?
Well, it could be a down season next year, but not as down as if you don't have Jaylen Brown. And I hear what Curtis is saying, where like if you keep him and he doesn't live up next season, it could be a disappointment. But I think that he's going to get a pass next season. I think the fact that Jason Tatum's not there, nobody's expecting this team to be back to championship caliber. I mean, I hope.
But Curtis is right. He's kind of exposed. Like if he can't carry this
the trade team, value is what would go down.
Yeah.
Trade value.
And the other thing is when Brad Stevens did the year-end presser, it's what he didn't say when he was asked about the contracts and the second apron and all that. He said, clearly, this is something we're going to have to evaluate, and we'll get together and do that. At no point did he say Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are Celtics as long as I'm in charge.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, thank you. We'll get to the rest of the leads coming up. This is Bones from Marlboro. Hey, Bones.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
A couple quick things. The heavy hitter pizza you're going to want to try tonight for sure.
Really?
The trick. Yeah, you're going to want to go that route. Actually, Shine should definitely go that route, and he should give up on the idea of like physical fitness and getting skinny and just throw in the towel. No, really. So I'm serious. He should stick to like Pokemon and stuff like that he's good at. Wiggy was right on. Like he shouldn't even really be allowed to talk about sports or adult topics. Just stick to that sort of thing.
I just know nothing. Yeah. That's it. Uh-huh. It's just Pokemon. That's all that's in my brain.
Throw in the towel and call it quits, and you made it this far. So
yeah, why even work? Why even be here? You know, I might as well just leave, right, Bones?
Well, you're a good producer, Sean.
I would keep riding your coattails as long as you can, and riding coattails.
Got it.
Based on that,
I'm gonna try to come down and. Down and see you guys tonight.
Okay, good. We'll see you there.
Don't get lost, Bones. Make sure to bring your map.
We'll be there. We will be there at 7:30, Bones.
So what was the heavy hitter again? What was on that one?
It was not Chime on the tee at number three, I'll tell you that much.
Was it honey on it, you said?
Hot honey.
Ricotta?
Ricotta. Sausage.
And pepperoni?
Let me just go
pepperoni good.
Hamburger. Sorry, not sausage.
Oh, so
hamburger.
It's like the meat lovers.
Yeah.
All right.
Save that. All right. We will get to the rest of today's leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.